This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Welcome to Songwriters from Here and Away. This is a show that focuses on new and established songwriters from Atlanta, Canada, across Canada, and around the world. Hello, and thanks for tuning in. My name is Robert Campbell, and this week I had a call with Mr. Rob Lutz out of Montreal. I've known Rob for a number of years. We've hosted him on the show, some of his songs, and I've had him for live concerts, and we hope to get him back real soon. Rob has garnered many awards over the years and has a number of albums and is a historian of sorts and also an instructor on songwriting and doing a workshop that he'll tell you about. So let's just start right into the interview. Here it is, Rob Lutz. I met you first, I guess, when you were touring through Nova Scotia, what, 10, 11 years ago?
Yeah.
And you did a tour as Sussex, which is your band name usually, right?
Yeah, it's a side project I started in 2016 with an old friend from, I grew up in St. John, outside St. John, and an old friend from there who was a vibraphonist.
Fabulous vibraphonist, Michael Emino.
Yeah. Well, we just played a gig last week, and what's crazy is, you know, we play regularly. I wouldn't say we play tons, but we play regularly, and it kind of mixed it in with my own shows. But he had just been in the States. He lived in Oakland for 12 years, I think. And he was playing. That's when he really got into full time playing every night all over the place. And he went back down there and had a week of work gigging and recording in studios. He actually recorded in Wally Hyder Studios, where they made the Eagles albums and all kinds of important records. Yeah. Anyway, but he was working with some heavyweights. So he was working to get ready to go down, and then he played all week. So we played a gig last Friday, sort of a sit down theater type show here. And he was just on fire. It was amazing when, you know, because I see him when he hasn't played in a while sometimes, but he was just ripping it. And it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Here's a live concert take that we recorded back in 2016.
This is called Girl. She sleeps in the bedroom with her feet out the door. She's always trying to remember what it felt like before. Oh, oh. And I know a girl who's 5'9". She's whispering low to a voice on the line. She's always waiting, just biding her time. Oh. And I know a girl who's 5'5". She's perfected her smile, but she's barely alive. Even she doesn't know when she's telling those lies. stones just to capture a spark, but he's missing the point while he's making his mark.
That was Sussex, and we tour. You know, we still play quite a bit. We released an album in 2024, and it's kind of a something that we both get to do just to engage our interests, not for necessarily for commercial gain, but more for
right.
musical fun. Yeah.
There's videos up on our channel of you guys that I did.
Yeah.
So that's 9 years ago, I guess.
Yeah. It was 9 years ago. That's right. Yeah. No, that was a nice room. I enjoyed that show quite a bit. It was a good sounding room.
Yeah.
You still do shows in there?
No. We sold that house and we're in a tiny little condo now. And we went from 3,800 square feet to 800 square feet.
Okay.
We downsized tremendously. So that's why our closets are Jenga puzzles. I think you started releasing albums in like 25 years ago. It looks like you've had 10 albums?
Well, I have 8 as Rob Lutz, and I have 3 with Sussex, so 11
right.
technically.
11?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you see the ensuing years since then? How do you feel your writing has changed or your performance? Like, what's been the arc for you?
The arc for me has been from a young person, really, really, I mean, like a lot of people, very into music and learning the guitar. And recording the first album was something that I kind of, you know, I was not someone who had this natural kind of thought that this was my normal path. I come from a family of accountants and, you know, professionals. And musician was not something that was super, super encouraged. I won't say it was discouraged, but it was not encouraged.
Same with me. Yeah,
you know.
A lot of folks.
Yeah. A lot of people have that, exactly. Yeah. So I made that first album, and it was just like almost terrifying and thrilling at the same time. And then and I was very nervous on stage. I mean, I liked it, but I had, you know, I was not one of these naturally comfortable people.
Right.
And so the arc in terms of that part of it has been from someone who, you know, had some reluctance and some nerves, severe nerves about getting on stage and engaging, to someone who feels very comfortable and enjoys really engaging with audiences and getting to know them and conversing with them from the stage. And so that's been really gratifying. And I use that in, I do on the average probably 5 to 6 shows or workshops a week. Like I'm always right. doing something with people.
Either so online or in person.
Online or in person. Yeah. And so that's been a very, very, very valuable thing. And it's allowed me to get to know people and to also just bring the passion for music that I have to them. And that's really right. what we're doing, I think, as musicians, really when it comes yeah. right down to it, is we're sharing a passion. And yeah. so that's been great.
Things We Didn't Choose off Rob's The Bravest Birds album from 2013.
In terms of songwriting, I would say we start out without sort of having the, what's the word? You know, we started just writing what's from our heart and doing the best we can. And I was lucky that I had a first album that had some really good songs. I look back and they were well-crafted by mm-hmm. total by chance. Mm-hmm. But I guess I had the same
instinct.
Instinct. Well, we all have right. the same model, right? It's like, how do we parent? We had parents. How do we write songs? We heard songs. So I was just modeling on what I heard. And I guess over time, we all seek for different types of hooks and ways to connect and ways to make align words with chords and melodies that are special, you know, where they take your right. breath away. So always searching for that magic moments in songs. And I say, I'm a little less free in a way now than I was then, because I came in naive, just doing writing three chord songs and not caring. Now, when I write a three chord song, I go, ooh, maybe I should do something. So I have to really be careful and try to bring that naivete into my work.
We can overthink it.
Oh,
yeah. It's totally. Very easy, especially the more knowledge we get or the more tools we get in our toolkit. You know, we kind of second guess, you know, do we use that that roofing hammer or the framing hammer? You know,
and so you
ponder those issues more than you should sometimes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And you also have a track record that you feel like you have to live up to and something. But I really think, you know, really trying now to be more like, and I mean, not to, you know, such an overuse, but, you know, Neil Young, who released, you know, 50 records. And I had probably up until the 2000, I had them all. I was a fan of that level. And now, but where, you know, they're not all going to be Heart of Gold. They're not, you know, so you have to just, it's a numbers game. And I teach music and I talk about Irving Berlin, and I've gotten to know his catalog quite well. He published about 1,500 songs. Well, about 30 of them, if I played them for you right now, you'd know them. You'd say, I know that song. About 150 other ones are really good. And then about 1,200 of them
are dog's breakfast, right? Or well, just average.
Average.
Just average. Yeah.
They're very topical. They're dealing with an issue. He has certain qualities that are always there. However, forgettable. Yeah. And so, you know, it's like, this is arguably the greatest writer in history. You could make that argument. And so it's really important that we remember that. Now, that could also make us just toss stuff out. And I think that Neil Young lately has kind of been recording records, like not really working them hard enough, I would say. And so I think there's a danger of just going, and there it is. And I'm moving on to the next song. So I'd say you got to find that sweet spot. And every song is different, as you know.
Right.
So it's really... Yeah. Awareness, you know, and what am I supposed to do with this song?
Right.
So that's been fun journey.
I'm going down to the shore. I'm gonna live like before. I'm gonna take that old familiar drive down the 134. Sweet summer heat, climbing up in our bare feet, jumping up. Cheviot Bridge. Well, I could use it now and then. We will find ourselves again jumping off Cheviot Bridge.
That was a track called The Shediac Bridge off the 2021 Knives album. Wanted to remind you that we are a podcast, so please give us a like, give us a follow. All that stuff really helps, and it also helps the artists. So look us up online, sfhaa.ca. We're going to take a short pause while we pay the rent. Don't go away. We'll be right back. But it never reached the
finish line. Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
What's up? It's Pickles. We have a message.
Let's have a kiki. Get ready for a fabulous time with dragshow.ca. From drag brunches to holiday cabarets, there's something for everyone. Check out the latest events and join in the fun. Visit dragshow.ca for all the details.
We are going to serve
and work and turn
and honey.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from Metamorphosis, a fun, uplifting new EP from local electronic artist Cacao. Fueled by his signature groovy synth and bass work, along with features from collaborator Dupel, Cacao effortlessly infuses elements of bass, house, hip-hop, glitch, funk, psychedelic, breakbeat, and much more into the new EP to strengthen an ever-evolving signature sound. The brand new EP, Cacao's third of the year, is bound to make you want to get up and move. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via Visit Kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Metamorphosis by Cacao on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Day After Day, featuring Dupel, here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah. How we doing? Yeah. Check. All right.
Yeah, for the zeros, chasing that yam for the squad. Baby, got a 6 foot dreams, that's infinite yam on the thing on my SES, we running this race. CAD for the CA fog. I took a ton of the pressure in the face. Betty with the push, they hooked my jaw. Pump right back for a night out day. Hit this fall with a passion. Saw another day that's a blessing. Spend the weekend, no question. Bear hot bars with the squad for the session. God, my pot expensive. Jack walk up with the crack in his mentions. Overdose bars cause the ops aggressive. Kingston boy, I'm rockin' sessions. Spend the weekend, no question. Bear hot bars.
mansion. Trap fucked up with the crack in his mansion. So when those bugs, cause the hops aggressive. Can't sell a boy, I'm proud of obsessions.
Do you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at @cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Cindy. This is Absolutely Frivolous. Welcome, welcome. Happy New Year. Hi. Welcome to CFRC. Welcome to Absolutely Frivolous. Welcome to 2026. Awesome to be here as always. Freezing cold. A storm is starting outside here in Kingston, but I made it in live, and I'm happy to be here, and happy to play some comedy for you. CFRC and Absolutely Frivolous do their very best to bring you awesome, alternative, different things here if you've never tuned in before. But if you are tuning in right now, you might be already familiar with Absolutely Frivolous because you know the time it's on. I always like to say... I try to edit and curate, I guess this might be the best word, all the comedians and the topics and everything. But maybe what I find funny or what other people have requested who find certain things funny is not what you find funny. And that's okay. Humor is definitely a personal thing. I think it's, you can't know what somebody's going to find funny or not funny. I mean, it could be the time of day even. They might find something funny. Like, I've gone back and watched shows or heard comedy I didn't find funny originally, but with older eyes and ears, maybe it's suddenly funny. Or it's less funny, you know, when you have some distance between you, something you found funny in your 20s and now no longer so. Anyway. So we try to, of course, bleep any swear words or try to keep out anything offensive to most people. But honestly, it's hard to do. So we apologize if we have offended you, or we will be offending you with the next piece by Mr. Nathan McIntosh. He's a very funny man, and he's got some opinions. So I'm trying to preface the whole thing with this little statement to apologize for CFRC and for us and for me, just in case you are offended in any way. But keep tuning into CFRC. We do our very best to entertain and inform and provide you with quality radio. One of the things we also like to do is support our community, and we are calling for local musicians to participate in our Artist in Residence programming. It's commencing early this year. We are looking for emerging and or youth local musicians and bands, including students, to use CFRC's studios to develop, rehearse, and produce new original songs and undertake a live-to-air performance from our studios that we will also film. Applications are now open for these paid residency positions, which offer an honoraria of $400. Please go to cfrc.ca, and there is a lot of information. You can just click on the link for the Artist in Residence application, and I highly recommend it. It's always been really good. It was due December 31st, according to the website. You might be able to sneak one in now today if you wanted to. Either way, it's worth trying, I promise you. Give them a call, too, at our main number, 613-533-2121. You can talk to staff, or you can email station at cfrc.ca, and you will get answers to your questions, see if you can still sneak in an application for sure. I think it's always worth trying, even though I'm announcing this late. I'm sure you've heard on other shows if you've listened regularly. Always try. Never stop trying. And of course, like, we just completed our funding drive. Thank you to everyone who donated. We're so, so grateful for every little bit you gave, and the very generous support of our drive sponsors like Tango Nuevo and Wit and Atomica and Black Dog and Mighty Bird, Paul Randolph, McKinnon Brothers, Smoke and Barrel, all these different, there's so many, I can't even announce them. If you still want to donate, you can. Please go to cfrc.ca and click on the donate button. All the information about how to donate is there. We really appreciate everyone who has donated their time, their effort, their money, and their kindness to our funding drive. Thank you. But let's listen to some comedy. Here he is, Mr. Nathan McIntosh. He's going to talk about being poor. And then at the end, I have a little bit of Jimmy Fallon singing with Justin Timberlake about the history of rap. So stay tuned for the whole show and keep listening, of course, to CFRC 101.9 FM.
First of all, I grew up without any any money, to the point that, like, when I saw anybody that had anything, I thought they were rich, you know? I'd see a guy with a garage, I'm like, ooh, a garage. And then you move to New York and you meet people that really have money. You know, you can meet somebody here, you're like, wow, your grandfather invented parking? Like, people that just have it. I mean, you can tell, though, when people have money, right? You can just tell. Somebody that grew up with money, you can tell. You can see it in their face. Their eyes have a different glint. They laugh differently than other people. They're like, ha 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 ha, like a laugh. A laugh that says, I've never microwaved a meal. For whatever reason, though, people that grew up with money never want to talk about it. They're so cagey about it. They never, you're like, hey man, you grew up with money? They're like, oh, I don't, not a lot, I don't know. We had a couple of guest rooms, is that a lot? I don't know. We had a few maids, but only one lived with us, is that a lot? I don't know. They never want to talk about it. Poor people are more than willing to talk about it. Hey man, where's first? I'm fucking broke. Like, they're very excited to let you know right away. Those people never want to talk about it, but they still want to try to, like, sometimes they still want to try to act like they grew up without money, you know? Because the largest group of people is poor people. And rich people want to fit in, they want to be cool, so they'll, like, buy destroyed jeans and they'll walk around and with poor people. They're like, oh, I'm broke, guys. I'm so broke. I'm gonna have to call my parents to pay my rent. And they look around and all poor people are like, if you can call your parents to pay your rent, you're not broke, okay? Broke, if you can solve September with one phone call, you're doing fine, all right? If I go to call my mom right now for $100, she'd be like, I was just about to call you. Do we both have 50 that we can put together? I'm trying to figure out money. I got upgraded on a flight recently to first class, and that made me realize I gotta figure out money. I don't know if anybody's ever sat in a first class seat, but the second I sat in that first class seat, I completely understood why rich people do not care about poor people. I understood when I could sink into this seat, when I could stretch my leg out in front of me and hit nothing, I was like, all of these people can burn. I do not care. Even little kids that were dragging their Dora the Explorer bags, I'm like, move to the back. This is not your section. Get in the back. Drink poison water out of a sharp cup. I would do anything to stay in first class, you know? And this is why I understand that, where there's so many rich people clearly lying to stay rich, you know? Once you become rich, people say whatever they can. Because once you become rich, let's get serious, you don't want to come back to poor. You don't want to see this. You don't want to walk into a CVS and watch somebody blow their nose into a receipt again, you know? You never want to come back to this. This is why when people get rich, they say whatever they can to stay rich. There was a dog food company a little while ago had to recall dog food because it had poison in it that was hurting dogs. And they interviewed the CEO, and the CEO was like, oh, the poison? I didn't know about that. I know I'm the head of the company, but they don't tell me everything. It'll never happen again. CEO out. I'm sure what he wanted to say was, look, I knew about the poison, okay? But have you ever been on a yacht? I'm sure. I'm sure that's what he wanted to say. To stay on a yacht, I will drive to your house and choke your dog myself. I don't care. Hang him in front of your grandparents. First class is also kind of the safest part of the plane to be in now, right? With all the plane fights, right? Every week, somebody's fighting on a plane, and none of those fights happen in first class. People in first class are like, should I knock somebody out or finish my soup? And they finish their soup. People in the back, though, kick their Crocs off and start rocking people in the eyes. There are so many plane fights, they should start boarding planes by weight class. Forget Delta Comfort Plus. We are now boarding light middleweights. Everybody line up and start stretching. You know what time it is. You might have to correct a in there. You might have to sit somebody down that asked you to sit down. There are more plane fights right now than UFC pay-per-views. And honestly, they should start marketing plane fights to us, you know? Because they're more interesting than UFC. UFC's so boring. It's like, oh, look, we got two trained people fighting in a cage. Plane fight. So that we got two untrained people fighting in a tube. Over here, we got two in-shape people. Over here, we got a bloated dad versus a woman on her fourth plane today. Who's gonna win? I really feel for flight attendants. That job is bad enough, and now they might have to fight people. Trying to become a flight attendant must be insane. Even going to the interview, like, hey, I got a lot of years of customer service, I'm good with people. They're gonna be like, who cares? Do you know jiu-jitsu? Because somebody in 13B is gonna try to knock your head off today. I do love a plane fight video. We've all seen a plane fight video, right? They're great. I love plane fight videos. People that fight on planes, for some reason, they can't understand why they're getting in trouble. They never understand. They really thought they were gonna punch somebody and sit down. They thought it was over. They were like, I settled that and now I'm done. They can't get it. Every one of those videos, they punch somebody, air marshals show up, and they're standing there like, air marshals? For what? What, because I uppercut somebody that works here? Because I beat up an employee? Show me on my ticket where it says I can't do that. It says here I can't bring a bomb, I can't bring a gun. It doesn't say I can't beat up a mother. We have almost lost planes anyway to crazy people. People are just doing whatever they want up there. It's just public transit at this point. People are just doing whatever they want. Anybody see the video of a guy? He stood up in the middle of a flight with a guitar and started singing to Jesus. You saw this. A man stood up in the middle of a flight with a guitar and started singing to the Lord. That is the F train. Have lost the planes. I'm surprised there's not people from coach walking into first class asking for change. Just moving the curtain aside, like, I don't mean to bother anybody, but does anybody have a dollar? These headphones are pretty expensive. I don't know what happens if you fight on a plane. I don't know what the punishment is. The highest level of punishment is the no-fly list, right? You do enough, we write your name on a list, you never fly again. I think it's funny there is a no-fly list just because there's not a no-bus list. There is nothing you can do to be banned from Greyhound. Nothing at all. Every time somebody ends up with a no-fly list, Greyhound's like, ah, another customer. Wheels them down. They're like, what'd you get kicked off that plane for? Bringing a knife? But he can sharpen them in here. We don't care. We'll give you one. Enjoy your trip to D.C. Try not to stab anybody. There's a lot of people are canceling flights because pilots are going on strike, you know? Pilots want more money. And I think they deserve it. Pilots make money, but not enough for how important that job is. Every time a pilot lands a plane, they've saved our life. Yeah. Every time. We could have died. But a pilot went, yeah, got it, and we didn't explode. You know they don't make enough money because when they land the plane, they come out of the cockpit and look at us. They open the door for some kind of gratification. They swing it open like, how to do? Got you on the ground, right? We don't salute them. We don't shake their hand. We're just like, I gotta get my bag, man. Get out of the way. My shirts have been alone for hours. People don't even want you to clap for them. People don't even want you to clap for them. You ever try to clap? There's always someone that's like, what? You want to clap? All he did was his job. You gonna clap for it? Nobody claps when I do my job. Yeah, that's because if you forget to set up a Zoom meeting, nobody bursts into flames. Clap for this man. I just never want to think about a tired pilot up in the cockpit worrying about money, you know? I never want to think about a pilot up in the cockpit on the phone with their family like, look, I don't know if we can pay the mortgage this month. I know I gotta get to Dallas and slam the phone and take off angry. I want a pilot up there that's like, who cares? Buy him another Xbox. Yeah! Excited. I want pilots to be paid too much money. I want pilots to be paid like rappers. Millions of dollars. When they do open the cockpit, I want to see chains and watches and big rings, money flying out of their pocket. I want to see two naked women in the cockpit just pouring Hennessy on their chest. I want a full party up there. Just about all of the transportation jobs need more money. You know, anybody that transports stuff, things, us, truck drivers deserve more money. And we hate these people. It's so crazy. Somebody dedicated their life to sitting like this, living on a full diet of Taco Bell and Pornhub, so that we could all enjoy a banana. And we hate them. We're driving on the highway and one speeds past us. We're like, get off the road, man! Move, you hooker-killing monster! Just treat them like clowns. Kids are like, honk the horn! Honk it! This guy's like, I'm an adult, man. Stop treating me like this. And I can't honk the horn. My arm has been locked like this for hours. I need 4 pills to do this. I can't. Honk the horn! A trucker's whole life, they are just on a long road trip where they can't stop and look at any of the sights. Every one of us, when we're on a road trip, we're like, oh, my back hurts. And you get out and you look at the big nickel or whatever's in that town, you know? This trucker just has to drive and drive. Their whole cab just has a bunch of Gatorade bottles full of piss so that they can make an on-time delivery of Gatorade bottles full of Gatorade. I hate them. Truckers have no coworkers either, none. They sit up in that cab by themselves forever. The only thing they have to keep them company is their thoughts and a conspiracy theory podcast. That is it. Mile by mile, their brains are melting. I used to work at a plumbing supply warehouse, and truckers would come in, and I'd be like, this guy hasn't talked to anybody in weeks, man. And they were just ready to get their stuff out. I'd be like, hey, how are you? And he'd, oh, man, you know they're using frogs to turn water gay. Okay. I hope you're being paid well, sir. Hands like eagle talons. All transportation jobs need more money. Bus drivers need more money. Subway drivers need more money, man. First of all, the fact that this train runs at all is a miracle. The fact that this thing runs at all. Like, the first time a man took his dick out on the train, it should have been closed right there. Should have been closed. New York should have been like, we tried to get you guys around quicker, and look what you do with it, all right? We're filling this with cement. Enjoy walking to Central Park. But the city goes, no, we want people to get around, we want a subway. And we hate it, we hate it. We hate the drivers because they're the only people we see, so they take the brunt of everything. We blame them for everything. They show up a couple minutes late, we're looking at them like, where were you, man? That clock said 6 minutes ago, as if they stopped in the tunnel, were like, I'm gonna read a book. No, it's not up to them. Does anybody want to drive the train? You ever think about a subway driver's life? They're driving a disgusting toaster through the dark for hours. Just a piss-covered toaster in the dark. Maybe they're lucky enough to have a stop that comes out of the ground, and they're like, oh my God, sun, and then back to hell. Forever and ever. And we just keep kicking the door and yelling at them. Every once in a while, they stop in the tunnel, right? And they apologize to us. They go, we apologize for the inconvenience. They do not have to apologize. That's a nice thing. They could turn the lights off. What are you gonna do? Get off the train? What are you gonna do? They could blare Gregorian chants. What are you gonna do? You're stuck in the train, and we apologize for the inconvenience. And there's always somebody in the car that can't deal with that answer. They stand up like, what? Why aren't we moving? I demand to know. I paid $3. And I demand to know why I am not going that way. I'm sure the driver wants to come on sometimes and be like, you want to know why we're not moving. You want to know. Okay, here's why. It's because somebody jumped in front of the train, okay? And I had to see it. Can I get a minute? Do you mind if I collect myself? Can I call my wife and tell her I love her? Three people a week blow up in my face. Does anybody ever blow up at your job? You don't even have a job. You're visiting from Ohio. You're going to the M&M store. It'll be there, man. It will be there.
Did you know that CFRC 101.9 FM also has social media? Check us out on Twitter at CFRC for the latest program and news updates.
That sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea-treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
Wow. But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day, you'll get to hear...
Panda, say I love you.
Hi, I'm Danny Michelle, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
I said a hip.
A hippie to the hip, hip, hoppy, you don't stop.
Rockin' to the bang, bang, boogie, sit up, jump, the boogie, rock the rhythm of the boogie beat.
Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat.
And me, the groove, and my friends, we're gonna try to move your feet.
Now Peter Piper picked peppers,
but Rock Rock rhymed.
A Humpty Dumpty fell down,
that's his dog time.
A Jack be nimble,
hop nimble, and he was quick. But Jam Master caught faster, Jack saw Jason.
Now here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well.
It started way back in history
with that rock.
MCA and me, Mike D.
We're on a war tour with Muhammad, my man. Going each and every place with a mic in my hand.
Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Watch me do the Humpty Hump. One, two, three.
variants of the foe. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dough.
It's the capital, yes sir, yes sir, present, double B-O-D-O, double G-Y-D-O, double D-S-C.
Wow.
California.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and heavy D up in a limousine. Hanging pictures of a wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Marley Ball.
Bush for C and her bush for life. It's gonna work because I'm pushing it right. Mary. If Mary drops my baby girl tonight, I would name her Rockin'. Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
Who?
My name is...
You pick a Slim Shady.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. It's your flippin' dippin' name, yeah. It's your flippin' dippin' name, yeah.
Soldier boy off this hole. Watch me crank, watch me roll. Watch me crank that soldier boy. That Superman, I hold that. Watch me
crank that soldier boy. Crank that soldier boy.
Together you.
Crank that soldier boy.
Together you.
Crank that soldier boy.
The hip hop, the hip to the hip, hip hop, you don't stop.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Took you so long to get yourself back home. What took you so long to get yourself back home? You still got both of your hands. You didn't ring my telephone. Hey, baby, who were you with last night? Hey, baby, who were you with last night? Your breath reeks of malt liquor, and you're squinting at the light. Your breath reeks of malt liquor, and you're squinting at the light.